Audacity. Who gave you attitude? Some severance pay this Christmas for formerly at workers in Antigua, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I am Ken Richards, the news coming right up. But first, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Union, the Public Service Union, and the Police Welfare Association have filed an application for leave on behalf of unvaccinated members seeking judicial review of the actions taken by some state authorities. At a news conference, Chief Counsel representing the SVGTU and PSU, Jomo Thomas, said that the application was filed on Monday and is for 9 claimants, which include 6 unvaccinated workers.
The regulations provide for unvaccinated employees must not enter the workplace and is treated as being absent. Regulation 8.2, which states that Regulation 31 of the Public Service Commission regulations apply to public officers who are absent. So all of these, we are saying, there are a number of these grounds which we think are improper and ultra virus, and these are the grounds upon which this application is premised. We want to make clear as well that this is a joint application, that while we are applying for judicial review, we are also alerting the court to the fact that we are bringing a constitutional motion which says that all of the actions which the government has taken, including the declaration of the public health emergency, is unconstitutional, illegal, and void because the government did not follow the proper procedure in keeping with the declaration of an emergency.
The Antiguan government has announced that $2 million EC dollars are being made available to LIAT's court-appointed receiver for distribution to former resident LIAT workers. The announcement was made in an email statement to the media on Monday by Chief of Staff in the Office of the Prime Minister, Ambassador Lionel Maxhurst. The money is said to represent partial satisfaction of the cash component of the, quote, compassionate payment, end quote, that the Antiguan government has offered.
My understanding is that the money was transferred to Mr. Seaforth, the receiver in the Liet case, and the checks were already were made out, or certainly portions of them were already made out, and so collection will very likely begin on Wednesday for most people, because there's just about 24 hours for the clearing of the check at the bank. The idea, though, again, is to be compassionate. We know that this is Christmas time and that everybody would like to have a little extra money in their pockets. And so the Honorable Gaston Brown and the Cabinet of Antigua and Barbuda are desirous of ensuring that the former LIAT workers, especially those who have not been able to land new jobs, that they get a little money for the Christmas holidays.
In Jamaica, a strong security presence remains in Gregory Park, St. Catherine, following sporadic gang violence. More from CVM News.
With Christmas just days away, tensions have increased here in the community of Gregory Park in St. Catherine following the beheading of an unidentified man who goes by the alias Indian.
Over the weekend, there was an upsurge in crime in the Gregory Park community due to gang rivalry, forcing a 6 p.m. curfew to take effect. Head of Operations for the St. Catherine South Division, Superintendent Hopton Nicholson, says there's friction between communities in the area.
Gangsters from one side of the community went over into the other side and carried out a set of activities which resulted in the burning down of a house and one man being shot. Later on during the day, there was a reprisal attack on the other side of the community known as Mexico, where two persons were assaulted and one of them, his head was chopped off completely.
Superintendent Nicholson also says since the rise in crime, there's been heightened police presence and a total of 13 persons were brought in for questioning and later released. Meanwhile, he adds the police will be maintaining a strong presence in the division.
Gregory Park is one of our hotspots and we plan to ensure that the law-abiding citizens who reside in these areas can live peacefully.
Javine McLean, CVM Live.
In Grenada, 66 road accidents recorded over a period of just 7 days, leaving the police concerned about the situation, as GBN News reports.
During the period December 12th to 18th, a total of 66 road accidents have been reported by the Royal Grenada Police Force Traffic Department. That's according to head of the department, Superintendent Randy Connaught. This, the officer says, needs to be addressed urgently.
The period 17th to the 19th, which is just the weekend period, we had a total of 43 accidents. And this is by no means an acceptable figure. And part of the reasons for these accidents, as our investigations have revealed, most of those are as a result of distractions or persons just not taking into account that our roadways have become even more congested because of the influx of vehicles that you would find on the public roadway on a daily basis. Just today, just at the period I'm speaking to here, it's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we have had a total of 10 accidents island-wide. This would just give you an indication as to how our accidents progress. This would be an acceptable daily figure.
Superintendent Connor says what people must understand is that so many accidents put an extra strain on the healthcare system and also reflects a negative image of the country regarding road safety.
I say the traffic department has beefed up its operations and we are more visible on the public roadway, taking into consideration that we are into the Yuletide operations. We have increased our traffic checks, our speed radar checks by way of the use of our Doppler radar guns, and obviously monitoring some of the major activities taking place in and around the island where there would be the temptation for one to drive while being under the influence of alcohol. Our operations have been going smoothly thus far, but I must say we are extremely worried about the spate of road accidents.
Christina John, GBN News.
With the Bahamian economy bouncing back, stores are finding themselves fuller than ever. However, as shoppers rush to complete their holiday shopping, they are being warned that with the holiday sales in full swing, so are the scammers.
Counterfeit checks, money, and cards are among some of the chief concerns being expressed by police in the days leading up to Christmas. With less than a week before thousands of residents unwrap Christmas gifts, head of the Financial Crimes Investigations Branch, Chief Superintendent Matthew Edgecombe, says police are noticing some disturbing trends. He's warning everyone to look out for the triple C's, counterfeit credit and debit cards, counterfeit checks, and counterfeit cash.
This is a Yuletide season and everybody's about shopping and sometimes we let our guards down, you know, but we just want to send out advice to the public to be on, don't let your guards down. We have some criminals out there who are looking for this opportunity to scam you.
Chief Superintendent Edgecombe says that's when scammers are ready to pounce. He says one of the biggest holiday scams has been an uptick in the use of counterfeit money to purchase goods at stores across the island.
They have already forged the new $100 note.
In 2020, more than $30,000 in counterfeit cash was confiscated by police. $22,000 worth of those counterfeit bills were in Bahamian currency, while just over $10,300 of those bills were American. Edgecombe is also warning Abaco businesses to remain alert as scores of counterfeit $100 bills are popping up in their communities. Now, when it comes to fake credit and debit cards, the Financial Crimes Investigator says advances in technology has helped scammers get craftier with stealing people's banking information.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 22nd December. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.